It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yes, it is. It is actually Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
Here with you.
No lies.
Hoping to have a great time, one night only, on a Wednesday. Joe, I've been looking forward to having you back.
Well, Brian, I've been looking forward to being back. You know, vacation's always nice to go out and see things. I got to go see some Mets wins. Jacob DeGrom pitch. Edwin Diaz closed the game. That was a lot of fun. I don't know what's happened ever since the Mets left New York, but that's a different topic.
Wow. Well, you're just seeing a lot of sports, aren't you?
I sure am. You know me in sports. I just want to say, you know, New York was fun. It was fun. We stayed in the financial district on the, got to walk on the water. It was a great time and happy to be back.
I stayed down there when I was in New York last, too.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice. I've been teasing the show all week long, Joe.
Yeah, well, believe me, I heard yesterday at the end of the show, and I was asked, what is Brian talking about? And I said, I think he's just excited for me to be back.
I am excited for you to be back. All right, let's get into it. What is the most significant purchase that you've hidden from your significant other? And what is the, do you have like a rule of thumb? It doesn't have to be like a hard, fast rule, but like generally speaking, you and your significant other, how much money are you spending before it's like, I have to tell my significant other about this? Joe, I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
I will go first because in my closet right now is a recent purchase, a beautiful Adidas U.S. Soccer track jacket, and it has to be from either 93 or 94. It is no, it's not the one you're thinking. Trust me, I still want to make another purchase.
Okay.
But it is I found it online. It looks like brand new, barely worn. Can't find it anymore. And I spent, and I will say it on the air here, I spent $100 on this item. And you know what's going to happen is the weather's going to turn. It's going to get a little bit chilly. I'm going to wear this for the first time probably in late September when the team is back in action, the U.S. soccer team. And my wife is going to be like, huh, haven't seen that before. Where'd you get that? I'm glad she doesn't listen so she can hear my voice here. But that's one I have not told my wife about. She's going to probably see it for the first time when I'm wearing it.
Yes.
And that's like right around the thing. Like if you spend $100 in our house, that's generally something you are telling, like almost by a rule. Okay. If it's over $100, you say something.
Over $100. Okay. Well, Brian, can I set this one up?
You can do whatever you want.
So, obviously, when I met my wife, I had season tickets to the Buffalo Bills, right? And loved going to the games. And, hey, she never told me to get rid of said season tickets. But there was this pandemic that came by, and I wasn't going to pay for tickets. I'll jump back on when the pandemic's over. Well, I didn't. Last season, didn't go. And I really missed going to the games. I really missed the action of games at Highmark Stadium. And yes, I'd like to have dibs when the new stadium comes along. So, Brian, my purchase, that, by the way, I should be able to say, I've paid back almost entirely by selling the first two games.
Let's get to that.
Oh, okay. My big purchase is I reactivated the season tickets I had when I met my wife.
You all of a sudden have become a language master here.
That's exactly what I did.
Reactivated
my
one
account.
Way to put it.
It's not a new account. I reactivated my season ticket account.
What a way of spinning words here, Joe.
But also, you know how you
the
said,
other way you could look at this, by up. The way, is that you did not have season tickets for the last couple of years.
Right.
And now you bought season tickets.
You could put it that way. I'm going to say reactivated, I'm on a payment plan, so it's not like I paid all of this up front. And when the first two games happen, I will get the money back before I completely pay the tickets off.
So you bought season tickets to the
season
Bills.
Tickets to the Bills.
And you didn't tell your wife.
I did. I wanted to wait until I had sold a game or two. I don't think she'd be upset about the purchase.
Well, Joe, we're going to find out.
Yeah, is this like when Newman and Kramer?
Like Jerry Springer. Except this is a little bit better than when you're on Springer. Usually, you should be more upset about what you'd be on that show for.
Let me throw out there to the audience. My wife has continuously said, you know, I'm surprised you don't have season tickets. I'm surprised you got rid of your Bills season tickets. Like, anytime the Bills were on TV last season, why don't you still have season tickets? So, I don't think she'd be surprised by this purchase. I think she'll be more upset that I just didn't tell her. Which, now talking about it, there was no reason not to tell her.
Yeah. So, to me, there's two parts of this. There's one, there's the I bought season tickets to the Bills without you telling. And to your point, you said you sold a couple of the games and
yes.
You've made, what, 75% back?
All but $50. We did the math this morning.
All but $50?
We did the math this morning.
That's wild.
Now, I'm still going to the home opener because my parents got us tickets for my birthday.
Oh, well, there you go. But it's to me, it's a two-part thing.
Yes.
And I love the way you've rationed this out. The reactivating the, well, you say all the time, I can't believe. To me, it's a two-part thing. It's the purchase.
Yes.
Is one thing. So it's the spending of money. Then, I guess, a three-part thing. The more significant commitment in your case is the time commitment to the Bills. Because now, you're not just saying, I bought season tickets. You're saying, hey, here are 8 days where I am just not going to be around.
Right. And that's on top of Virginia Tech.
Yes. I now hold season tickets to two football teams.
Like I did when we met.
I'm now the man you fell in love with. All over again.
Exactly.
You said never change. Well, here I am. But then it's the third prong is the not telling her.
I thought it would be better. Well, no, I don't know why, because now I'm saying this and it makes no sense. I think she'll be, her reaction will either be, why didn't you tell me, or what games am I going to? I do believe it will be one of those two things.
I mean,
if I know my wife well enough.
That would be a heck of a reaction. That reaction, the second thing of, hey, I bought season tickets, and if her immediate reaction is, oh, what games am I going to go to? I mean, that would be your dream scenario. Honestly, for this show, entertainment purposes, the worst case scenario. Kind of want a little bit of friction
yes,
here.
Yes, yeah, yeah, of course.
But that would be your best case scenario. So here's what is going to happen. After the break, we are going to talk to your wife.
Yes, who is picking up her car right now.
We're going to get her on the line, and Joe's going to tell her on the air that he bought Bill's season tickets.
Wouldn't this be a great time for the phones to not work?
It has been known to happen. When did you buy the season tickets?
So it was, when did I tell you? It was like 2 days after, or 2 days before I told you.
What month?
I'm sure
it's been
I probably should have done some research.
It's been over 2 months?
Yes, it was, I believe, in the month of May, which would be 3 months ago.
Okay. So
it was when I was still in FBI class.
It's your graduation present
yeah.
from class. But all right, so we're going to tell Joe's wife here coming up just after 9:30. But until then, we want to hear from you. 803-0930, 803-0930. You can give us a call or send us a text on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. You can give Joe your best advice of how to deal with this when he goes home later today. But just in your life, generally speaking, is there a rule of thumb of what you tell your significant other when it comes to purchases? I mean, are there things that have to be said? Are you totally in the dark? I mean, are you living in a household where just one day your husband or wife is coming home with a new car and you're surprised by it?
A new car would be a bit far.
But I would bet that there are instances...
Yes.
In our listeners, where that has happened, something like that has happened. I am the furthest thing from that. Like I said, if it's over $100, I think you're somewhat obligated to say something out loud about it.
But this does also play into a topic we've done before on how do you handle finances within your marriage. My wife and I have separate bank accounts, right? As long as I pay my part of the rent, she pays her part of the rent, you know, no questions asked. That's pretty much been, for the first year, almost year of our marriage, that's been it. Hey, you're paying your half of the rent. I don't really care what you do with the rest of your money. Like, if her
I don't care if you have 15 credit cards and they're all...
But that's different. That's different. That's running up a credit card opposed to cash that I'm using for these tickets, I think is two different things.
Okay. It does play in, because a lot of this doesn't really work if you are sharing finances. It does and doesn't, I should say, because even if you are sharing finance, you know, me and my wife, we're on the same bank account. We've combined everything. So in theory, we can see each other's purchases. We know what's going on. But in practice, I know I'm the one who pays attention to that on a more regular basis.
Right.
And even if I do pay attention, I don't know exactly what she's spending money on. You know, I'll see her. We each have our own credit card under our own name, pay it off every month, and I see what she, you know, the end total is, but I don't see every purchase, you know, where that money's going to and all that kind of stuff, and she wouldn't see that on mine. So it is kind of, you see the amount being spent, but you don't know exactly where it's being spent.
Well, in fairness, if we do also have a joint account, you know, before any of either of us use that, we would discuss it with the other. Like, we treat that differently than we treat our own bank accounts.
Okay. That's like the jar of money,
right,
on the counter.
That we both can contribute to.
You have to say, hey,
yeah,
I'm sticking my hand in there.
Can I take the $900 out for the Bills tickets? No. But you know, I do have to say, you know, it's less than $100 a month for this payment plan.
I do love this. Like, me and my wife will squabble over, like, do we get Hulu? You know, do we do this? I don't know. Can we get HBO? Should we have this? I really want to watch this show on streaming, and maybe next month. And you're here, like, well, it's only $100 a month if you look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, Again, I do want to say, because this is fact, I would have probably told her 2 weeks ago, but I think this is going to make for a good radio show. Still, it would have been 2 months after I purchased it. I'm just saying. I waited the extra 2 weeks.
I go, the little add-ons keep coming. I would have told you before, but this is going to come out during this
phone
call.
That's not what I'm going to say.
I would have told you this before, but Brian made me keep it.
No. To be fair, that would still have been 2 months after the purchase. But I probably would have told her before the first preseason game.
Somebody on our text board saying, my friend's husband came home with a new Harley motorcycle, said it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. Now,
yes,
that's
a rule for growing up, too.
Well, like, that's a rule that I generally live by. In that case, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's exactly true.
Harley Davidson, by the way, more expensive than Bill season tickets.
Yes,
yeah.
That's definitely the case. But like in a purchase like that, I think that's where you kind of, I don't know if it's easier to beg for forgiveness when you're talking about a car or a new thing. Again, another part of this is when it's a purchase that it's more than just
the money. Right.
It's like, okay, if you are buying a shed for the back of your house, right? And you go out and you do it without your significant other knowing. I mean, then it's, well, do we need a shed? Where do we put this? I don't like the look of this one. You know, why couldn't we have decided together? Something like, you're buying a car. That's a huge money purchase. But it's the Harley thing, right? That's like a hobby, too, that you're adding.
Right.
I mean, you're going out riding.
And your wife might not like the idea of you on a motorcycle.
Absolutely. I mean, if that's not something you've talked about before.
If I bought a motorcycle, my wife would be more upset about the fact that it was a motorcycle because she is anti me on anyone on a motorcycle. because of safety issues.
Joe, I'd let you ride a motorcycle.
Well, you said you wouldn't let me drive your car when it's an EV.
Well, yeah, mine. your motorcycle. I mean, that's fine. Now, here's we got a few texts into the board. Someone married for 3 decades always discusses don't keep things from one another. There is also the like keeping things, having the open dialogue.
Yes.
In any sort of marriage or relationship, how far does that go? Right? Like, you always want to be open. You don't want to keep things from one another. But I would argue that's not 100% true all the time.
Well, no. Like, if you got them a gift for their birthday, that's not in the open discussion.
Well, but you know, it's I'm trying to think of an example here of... You know, you don't have to say every little purchase, right? And I'm not, to me, that almost breeds mistrust, or it gives off that vibe of, you know, if I were to interrogate my wife after every, trust me, we have the Amazon, you know, delivery driver.
Right.
Walking up our porch steps so often, I'm going to need to replace them. You know, they're being worn down. But I'm not every little thing that gets delivered. I'm not interrogating my wife over, well, what's this? Why do you need that? How much was this?
Right.
I mean, some things don't need to be fully explained like that. But then there is kind of a limit, I think.
Yeah. Jim, can you put your headphones on? Because the caller that just hung up, I think, was going to make a good point, and I was waiting for that caller to come on the air. I think they were going to make the point that helps me. James, what was Jim's point?
Once the season's over, it's over. You have nothing left. But a Harley you have forever.
Oh, never mind.
That was the end of it.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, you don't have an obligation to tell her until the season starts. That's what I thought.
Well, that's why we're doing, you know, you might ask, why are we doing the show today? Well, I think this might be our last show together until the season starts.
Yes, and I plan on going
a chance.
I plan on using my ticket to the game on Saturday, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the preseason game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing things right now.
Can I say, to be fair, and, you know, we'll see how this plays out in 10 minutes, but to be fair, I don't keep a lot of things from my wife, okay? In all honesty.
Just the big things.
In my opinion, this wasn't that big of a thing. I had season tickets when we met. I paid almost these things back entirely before the season even started. I think that's pretty good. Again, if I could go back on it, I probably would have just said when it happened, hey, I'm getting season tickets. Do you have any objections?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how that...
Yeah. I mean, I did also buy a share of the Green Bay Packers without asking her.
That is more egregious to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that one probably upset her. I don't think this will upset her.
That would upset me.
I know.
If my wife came home and was like, I what was that, $300?
In the ballpark.
I bought this piece of paper.
Are you still holding me to burn it on the Sunday night game? Is that still your line of thinking?
I don't know if you need to burn it on the Sunday night game. If they meet in the Super Bowl, you have to burn it.
Okay. Well, we'll see when we get closer to the Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's going to be the most expensive bonfire you've ever been to.
Yes.
Well, what will the reaction be?
That's right.
We'll find out when we come back after the news. B-Maz and Beamer and... soon-to-be Beamer's wife joining us on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
That's right, B-Maz and Beamer together one night only here on WBEN. And we bring the goods when it's one night only with myself, Brian Mazurowski, and Joe Beamer, and a very special guest. On the hotline.
That's right.
It's Mrs. Beamer. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing terrific today. But, Katie, we're bringing you on because there's something that Joe needs to tell you.
Well, and Katie, I know you've already heard because you texted me that you did. but I did get those season tickets that you keep asking me why I haven't renewed them.
Why not? What a...
And as you heard, I've already pretty much paid him off. So what is your reaction to this news?
Yes. I mean, I did listen to the first half of the show, so now I know.
And Brian's pretty upset about that, by the way.
I'm sorry. Well, he teased it. I couldn't help myself. I'm honestly not very mad about it. The only thing that is slightly annoying is it's so much of a commitment when you're already going to all these Virginia Tech games. And I actually enjoy spending time with my husband, so it'd be nice to have you around a weekend or two in the fall.
I mean, to be fair, I am missing the Wofford game.
Wow. Now, Katie, I have to ask you, when he said that to you, what did you think of the way he worded that? Because it wasn't just, I bought some Bills season tickets. He said, he's got to put in this on you. He said, if I'm getting this correct, I bought those season tickets you keep telling me to get.
That I keep telling you to get?
Is it not true? At different points last season, you would say, I can't believe you got rid of your season tickets. Did you not say that once or twice?
You know what? I did. I was really hyped up when the Bills were doing great.
And we had fun at that playoff game.
Yes, that's very true.
I think he just wants to become the person, as we were saying earlier, you fell in love with.
That's right. Always on the road in the fall.
I definitely want to go to some of those games, sure. But I do have to say I agree with Brian about the Packers purchase.
Yeah.
Big waste of money. Yeah.
Hey, this doesn't become what Joe spent money on show.
Well, no. You know what? I think now this gives you an opportunity, Katie. All right, so Joe got season tickets. Now what are you going to buy?
That's a good question. I really need a new car.
How is the car driving?
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm on my way there now, actually, with my mother, who now knows about your purchase.
Right.
Good morning.
Tell her she's invited.
Please. Awesome.
Let's be honest. Of all things that we could have said, I purchased without telling you, this doesn't rank too high on the scale. I mean, Brian brought this up at first, you probably thought, wow, what the heck did he do now? And this is more, I'll say it, this is better than the Packers purchase.
Yes, it is. And I will say, we also have had hours and hours of conversations about saving money on the cable bill and cutting costs here and there. So it's not like we're, we don't have conversations about money, but this is definitely a little bit of a surprise.
Well, I'm glad, the problem here is that she's too nice.
But the thing is, if I had kept the season tickets from after we met, this wouldn't even be an issue. So really, this is 2020 Joe Beamer's fault.
Okay.
This is, all right. Katie, we thank you for your time. Have a safe trip in the car. And before Joe spins himself into any hot water, we're going to say goodbye. That went about it how I expected it to. And the thing about your wife is that she's too nice to, make a scene.
No, I think if you had called her the day after that Packers purchase, that would have been...
Yeah, maybe we should have done that.
That would have been very...
No, but it's the way that you brought it about.
Well, how did you expect me to say it?
You just say it. I bought Bill's season tickets.
No. Those season tickets you've been telling me about.
You put it right on her. You're a great spinster.
Hey, this is a look into the Beamer house.
My thinking is you're telling her, I bought season tickets to the Bills, and you somehow spin that into, I reactivated those Bills season tickets you keep telling me to get.
Is there anything I said that is not the truth when you break it down?
I mean, maybe all of it.
It is a reactivation of my membership, right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
If that's what you call it, sure.
She did say something once or twice about season tickets.
There you go.
So.
You got the other one right there.
But
all right.
I will say this, because I have felt bad about, and I know she's still listening. I felt bad about keeping the secret. So I think I've learned, you learn you know, as you go along. Marriage is a is something you learn as you go along. And you know, I probably won't keep this kind of secret again because I think the bigger disappointment is keeping a secret like this.
Yeah. My wife would kill me if I told if I just even did if what you just did.
Even if you were able to word it the way I worded it?
Yeah, she would see, you know, just no, it doesn't matter what I propped it up with. But I honestly, I do think she'd be more mad about the Sundays. Her reaction, I think, would be, if I were you, it would be less about how much did you spend on Bill season tickets, and more like the immediate reaction would be like, oh, okay, so I guess I'm single mom on Sundays now.
Ah, yes.
Like that would be the, you know, oh, you're taking your son to a lot of these games in the freezing cold? I didn't think so. You know, what's going on there? On our text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in this morning, what is, do you keep things from your significant other when it comes to purchases? Is there like a rule of thumb when it comes to spending money, like a threshold where you have to give the heads up or something like that?
And let's throw this in there. Has a big purchase, like the one we just broke the news to my wife about, ever come between you and your spouse? Have you ever gotten a divorce over a big purchase that was kept from you? I'd like that as well.
I want to go to the text board. Someone said, my husband bought Bills tickets to the Detroit game under the premise it was a Christmas gift.
Great man.
How do you get mad when it's the Bills? See, this would have been a very different discussion if the team still stunk.
Oh, that right? Phone call would
probably
not have gone the same way. Yeah.
Like, you want to go see them? Would that be the discussion?
And to be fair, I wouldn't have been able to make the money back. I mean, if we're talking about the money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know
sure.
What I mean? Like, when I had season tickets, there would be Bills games I would sell because of Virginia Tech games. And, Brian, I was lucky to get the money the ticket was worth back.
There is actually, I mean, there is a point to be made about how never before, and this probably held true last year, I'm going to guess, I don't know for sure, but you're pointing out it's true this year. You could say season tickets are a good deal. And to somebody my age to say that, like, it takes a good year for me to wrap my brain around that. Saying, because, you know, I grew up throughout a huge playoff drought where you could basically go to any game you want to for a very low price. And the thought of season tickets just never, you know, I'm going to go all the time and I'm going to pay face value to do it. Like
less than $1,000?
What am I... What? Like, it would just, it never would compute that, okay, now there's a good team. You're getting in for less money than if you were to buy, individual games. And you could, if you don't want to go to all the games, recoup some of that money if you really wanted to.
Yeah.
So, there is that argument to be made as part of this.
Like, my whole plan that I haven't talked about yet is the later we get in the season, if the Bills have already secured home playoff games... Well, you know, the Patriots, yeah, it's always a fun game to go to. But, Brian, if I can make some money to help pay for playoff games, I'm selling that last game of the year. You know what I mean? I mean, we benefited off someone selling their season tickets last game of the year last year to go see when the Bills clinched the division.
Yeah. I mean, that was something, too. Somebody else saying I bought a pistol 4 months ago, $500, didn't ask permission, just bought it. I'm still paying for that. I can see that, you know, because it gives you ammo, so to speak, right? Of, like, this is how I think about this. I would be worried about the escalation of things.
Ah, yeah.
Because I definitely have this, like, in the back of my head, where if my wife makes it... Now, I don't act on this all the time. Maybe once in a while I will. But there's definitely this feeling I have. If my wife goes and buys something or makes like a, you know, a decent purchase, well then, that gives me free rein to do it yourself.
Yes.
But that's actually not a good thing because then you're just doubling the amount of money you're spending on stuff, right? And like in the end of the day, you know, that bumps up. But that's why I asked Katie, you know, all right, he bought season tickets. What are you buying now?
Yeah,
you got free reign to be able to do something like that.
The escalation thing is something, you know, because now, all right, everything's good now, but oof, That first argument, you know these tickets are getting brought up.
Yeah, it's just
that next argument.
It's just something to have in the back pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like,
there's
it's
a really funny Rules of Engagement show where I call him David Putty. Whatever his name is, he's David Putty to me, but he's in that show, and he has a folder of things that he keeps that he can bring up in arguments. And, like, I feel that's probably next time next time something, an argument happens, I know this is in the back pocket.
Somebody texted in, like, oh, it could be worse. He could have just surprised you by saying, I bought a horse or something. Like, that, like, yeah, that would also be bad.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be much worse.
A horse in...
A horse.
In Amherst.
People do this with dogs, though. Like, that's an actual real-life example of, like...
You just gave my wife an idea.
Surprise.
You just gave a puppy. You just gave Katie an idea.
Hopefully she's still listening. But, like, surprise... Because that's actually a perfect... Right, like cost would be somewhat similar. I mean, you know, depending if you rescue a dog, the cost would be similar. But it's more about the
commitment yeah.
that follows a dog a little bit longer than one season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the idea, hopefully. Once you get season tickets, like that's a...
Yeah, I'm not making the 2020 mistake again.
You're not dropping them.
No. No.
I honestly do hear you talk about it and I'm like a little disappointed I didn't do it as well.
I mean, it's a great investment. And then you have... This season, it's a great investment.
It's...
Because you can easily sell the home opener for... If you get the tickets where I get, you could sell the home opener for the cost of the first... The first game could be the cost of one seat.
I mean, it's... You can justify it, I think, is what you want to say. A great investment is... Apple computer in 1997.
Okay, yeah, okay. But you could pretty much, the way it, unless the Bills completely don't meet expectations, you could have season tickets, go to 4 home games during the season, and have paid for the playoff games, is what I'm trying to say. In my opinion, if you're a football fan, right, that's a good investment, because you would be able to probably make money off these tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll stick up for you here.
Yeah.
I think it was a well thought out purchase on your part.
I just should have told Katie as I was doing it, not 2 months later.
Yeah, we live and learn.
Yeah. but this year will be great, because now I get dibs at all the home playoff games, and hopefully that's every playoff game leading up to the Super Bowl at Highmark Stadium. Divisional round, conference championship.
I've just shied away from the... Like, there's now going to games, it's very much a...
Hassle?
No, it's not a hassle. I love it. But it's just not something I'm going to do week in and week out, where I'm like trudging out there to Orchard Park to do. You know what I'm saying? I am now, like, I think I'm firmly in the mode, at least for a while. And then we'll see, like, when my kid becomes old enough to go to games himself.
At the new stadium.
If that changes, yeah, that would be new stadium. I am, like, in the mode right now of one home game and then... an away trip somewhere.
Yeah.
And that to me is like, and that's, you're not making your money back. Like, there's no selling of games or whatever. But that to me is like my version of a season ticket.
Yeah, that's...
Travel somewhere, you stay somewhere, you go to a game. And like, for my schedule, I'd rather do that. And it's a one-time thing than the 8 or 9, depending on the year, weekend thing.
Yeah, I mean, an away game is a fun experience. It's always a fun experience. And, you know, I'm looking at this season, Brian. As you know, when I had season tickets in the past, I would get out there every morning, every Sunday at 6 a.m. and tailgate. That's obviously not going to happen now. You know, I'll tailgate 3 or 4 games, but I do have a Sunday show here that I'm still going to have to do. So I probably won't be tailgating every home game this year, and that's fine. For me, it's always, even when they were awful, it's always been about the game. So hey, can I tailgate 4 games and just go to the other 4? Great.
It was not about the game for me when they were awful. I'll tell you that right now. It was about the food. Hey, on our text board, someone's saying your wife, so sweet. Definitely get her that new car. All right, Joe. All right. What are you shopping for? I know a guy to help you out.
Yeah.
What does she like? SUV?
SUV, definitely.
Does she want a truck?
No. She wants an SUV.
Cadillac.
Yeah, I think she wants to go away from what she has now.
Yeah.
So.
We had a show here a few weeks ago.
$125,000?
I saw a nice Cadillac. It could be yours.
I remember listening to that show while working out in Sunset Beach, North Carolina.
Could be, just simple. Yep. down payment on a house, and
I might need to.
You could be driving off.
Might need to raise my profile here at WBEN first.
But you know what? I mean, there you go. I like how this went out, Joe. I'm glad things will be. When she goes to a game with you and sees the memories that you make.
Yes.
All will be forgotten.
I mean, hey, we had a lot of fun at that Patriots playoff game last year, and we were able to go for so cheap because it was cold. And I think that experience is definitely what pushed me over the edge to get the seasons, because I don't want to miss a playoff game. That was so much fun last year. And then I wouldn't have to be, you know, with 13 seconds left in the divisional round, waiting to purchase conference championship tickets. I'll already have them.
Some of these stories are just like, they're coming into our text board.
I think
just wild.
I think we should do a full show where it's everyone else's stories. This show exposed my story, right? We should do another show on everyone else's stories, because they're really starting to come in now.
The person who, let's see, my girlfriend's husband and daughter went out to pick up dinner. She didn't know it was taking them so long. They came home with a puppy. Surprise, surprise. Where are you picking up dinner from, by the way? And I told was kibbles and bits for dinner. Someone else, I told my fiance I was going to look at a boat when she was at work. When she got home from work, it was sitting in her parking spot in the driveway. So that's a double whammy, because one, you have the boat. Two, where is she going to park? Like that would annoy me to no end.
What the heck is this?
Yeah, I mean, I can't pull into my own parking spot. So, and there's a lot of those. And like I said, I have my own story there, too. Going to be walking around in a cool new jacket.
Now, are you still eyeing the one that you showed me, or is this the replacement for that?
I have bought that one, allegedly, from somebody online, still awaiting the shipment, and I'm giving it a few more days before I just cancel that.
Because I know there was one in a town that I was driving through that you were thinking about, because you had to be there in person to buy it.
Yeah, good guy Joe offers to go out of his way to the store.
Wasn't out of my way. I was driving right through.
But it's always out of your way. Yeah. Stopping anywhere would be out of your way to go right through. I said, and I could not make anybody do that.
Oh, come on, Brian. Anything for you.
I appreciate that.
Just like Gloria Estefan said.
Did she say that?
Yeah. It's the Time Life Classics with Gloria Estefan. Anything for you? Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we were just talking about those shows on Friday. I must have missed that one. Anything for you?
Time Life Classics. I didn't know they still had those paid programs on. I was at a bar in Ellicottville a few weeks ago.
What are they advertising?
So I was at a bar in Ellicottville. At midnight, they had the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 30-disc collection of live performances at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And you know what, Brian? Call me crazy. I almost considered buying it, but I had another purchase I have to pay off.
The PSL gets involved in the new stadium, is that going to be a whole new conversation?
That will be something I make sure we talk about years leading up. Like, she knows now, as you heard, maybe she doesn't, but we thought my plan is to get seasons at the stadium. I believe I said that in the first segment, which now we know she was listening.
Should we expect the Bills to still be good in 2026 when that new stadium opens?
Yes. I think the Bills are now a team where people want to come and play. We have a general manager that's put good teams together. We have a coach that, I mean, I questioned some calls with Nathan Peterman, but since then has been awesome. I think 2026.
I mean, that's a long run. If you consider...
It's a long run, but...
They started being good in 2020. So
yes.
6 straight years of...
It's a young team.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
And I think you could, you know, got the quarterback and everything.
Right.
But it's a long time.
I think it's... You know, we have the veteran players that you're plugging in here and there, but the team is still relatively young. I don't think it's crazy to think. We'll still have the new punter in 2026. 82 yards.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If we keep him around, you know. That's. But no, I think about that sometimes, too. Like, new stadium excitement. And then, you know, what if? What if all the excitement around the team isn't there?
You don't want to be like the New York Mets. Their first season at Citi Field. Awful.
Were they bad?
They fired their manager halfway through the season.
Well, at least they had something to talk about. No, I think we'll still be fine. We'll still be good. I'm pumped up for the season. And you know what? I think we probably will have at least a couple more shows before the Bills season kicks off.
Oh yeah,
I gotta. We gotta have a. I want to before the season starts. I gotta revisit the dying moments of last year.
Oh, why?
Because I think it's important. It's to set the seed.
You and NFL Network.
Well, yeah, that game's on like every 2 seconds. Yeah. But just like the moment, the actual moment that it happened, and like what everyone was feeling, where you were, how you were feeling the next day, and then just like that, that's going to be a little fuel to the fire to cheer on the Bills.
It's one of those things you never forget where you were. I was standing in your living room with 13 seconds left. You just never forget.
I couldn't even talk.
No.
I was so excited.
It was a given.
Nothing is given. Yeah. And we'll be back. It's and hey, you have to take this. Nothing's given either. B-Maz and Beamer, who knows? When, you know, enjoy it.
Maybe even tomorrow. Who knows? We don't know.
We don't know. We'll be back here tomorrow. At least one of us will for sure on WBEN.